There's always something to do on the farm, but you could learn a lot here at the Dirt Workshop. Tony Bly, South Dakota State University, joins us now. Good to finally sit and look you in the eye,
yeah.
Anthony.
Yeah, good to meet you in person, Nick.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, you're here talking about fertility, or what's your area?
Nutrient management and reduced till systems and soil compaction today.
Now, reduced till, there was a lot of no-till in South Dakota. It was prevent plant is what it ended up being in South Dakota.
Yeah.
That's a major challenge for a lot of people in the Jackrabbit State.
Yeah, there. Very, very challenging year for our farmers in South Dakota. We in some areas of the state, we came out of 2018 in the fall very wet as well, because it started really in mid-2018 getting very wet. So, yeah, very challenging situation. We still got soybeans in the field and a lot of corn in the field to go yet. So,
it's it's one thing to talk about it, and it's one thing to read about it or even see a few pictures. But until we went to the Dakota Fest in Mitchell in August, I mean, it was jaw-dropping for me to drive along I-90 and see some of these fields that didn't get worked in the spring, and some corn from 2018 that didn't get taken out of the field. In Nebraska, western Iowa, the I-29 area that was closed, which we drove through early November, and it's jaw-dropping, the amount of water that's still there. I mean, there are some going to be major issues carrying over into next year.
Absolutely. This problem is going to be kind of long-lasting or memorable.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, what has happened to our soil resource is kind of catastrophic in a way, but it is what it is, and we just got to do the next best thing.
So what are you telling guys here who are trying to enhance their soil health, yet this year has been kind of a setback for a lot of people financially, so what can they do, what get the most bang for their buck?
Well, you know, I heard this morning those that do a lot of tillage didn't get that fall work done. And they're very anxious and excited and nervous about that. I can say that a lot of folks have learned to do things in that type of adversity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's an opportunity to learn how to no-till or direct seed. But there's some, you know, there's some anecdotal evidence there that, or other evidence there that it's just not about the tillage. It's about diversity and keeping the ground covered and crop rotations and all those things that make our economic situation pretty difficult. But, it is an opportunity to do something different and to change. And I think somewhat of a minimalistic approach. Don't get carried away with thinking you got to do everything in a certain order, because if we're dealt this card again, sometimes just planting is an okay choice.
There's also a little dissing going on, mostly on social media. Hey, you know, I do a lot of tillage, and I got most of my corn combined, and hey, those no-tillers, they ended up, those are the wettest fields out there this fall.
Wow.
And, I mean, that's not the attitude to have, is it?
No, it's not. We heard the opposite story, or witnessed the opposite story in South Dakota, as our long-term no-tillers are the only ones that got things planted.
Uh-huh.
That the deep-tilled soils just could never handle a piece of equipment on them because they were so wet. And so that's one thing that no-till does, especially the longer you're in it, or soil health system, as your soil becomes a little bit stronger, it'll bear a load better.
It's not all about infiltration, huh?
Yeah, it's not all about infiltration. There's many, many benefits to that system. And but it's a package deal. It's just not about the tillage. You know, we think about five soil health principles, and usually when there's a problem, it's one of those that's failed. And we really got to focus on those.
Let's get back to the reason you're here, then. Nutrient management,
sure,
in these reduced till situations,
right,
or prevent plant. So
right.
Give us a couple of bullet points to think about.
Well, you know, my take-home message was that the placement, the banding, if broadcasting is okay. In fact, it's just as good as banding in our reduced till and no-till systems. I shared all kinds of data that showed that. However, if your nutrient levels, especially phosphorus, are low, that band can be a big deal. In fact, it's the thing to do if you have low phosphorus soil tests.
In row or next to it, or
either or works fine. You have to watch out on your rate when you're going in the row because of the crop sensitivity. Mm-hmm. It might hurt the seed. But
all right. Yeah. One other key point that you'd like guys to take into 2020.
Well, you know, I think I've already mentioned that it's an opportunity to learn about something different. We hope that our current climate does not continue to go the direction it is, but just stop and think, what if it is? Mm-hmm. And what would you need to do different? And I think having a plan helped me a lot. I know I had farmers share with me that their plans change daily and sometimes during the day several times because of weather forecasts and things. But having a good plan and working out those details before they happen, because you get one chance. There's no practicing in farming.
Yep.
and so just get the plan out there.
Yeah, indeed. All right, Anthony Bly, South Dakota State University. Thank you so much. And you're going to have do a lot of your work not only on campus around Brookings, but also at the Southeast Research Farm down there by Beersford.
Absolutely. Right? I work in a lot of farmer fields around South Dakota as well. I'm stationed in Sioux Falls.
Okay. All right. Right. If guys want to get a little bit more info on what you're doing down there.
Get on our website. Just Google me and SDSU Extension, and you can find me pretty quickly.
All right. And it ain't iGrow.org anymore.
No, it's not. It's SDSU Extension.
I'm still having trouble with that.
Oh,
so.
Yeah.
Case
yep.
around.
Yep. Okay.
Anthony, great to visit with you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Mick.
You bet.